Frank Suarez, Amy Hartzog, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Everybody's looking forward to the Three Rivers Festival, which is certainly on our horizon. And this year, the city has something happening. If you can make it any more fun on festival weekend, this could be it. It's called Open Streets. So what is this all about?
Open Streets is where we shut down the streets to motor vehicles and we open them up for people to enjoy on foot or by bike. We have a 2-mile route that we've selected. There will be many activities along that 2-mile route that will keep people's interest. And so they'll keep walking a little further. We're encouraging active transportation. It's like a large block party.
Very large block party. What a wonderful idea. Also highlighting active transportation and foot traffic with this whole event. Why is that important to the people of Fort Wayne?
We want people to use it. It is an investment our community has made. The Public Works Division has always supported roads, and we understand that transportation is different today. People want to walk, they want to bike. This event focuses on that. It allows people to get out and play in the street.
It's also an opportunity for people who have thought about biking or walking to do it in an environment where they feel safe and comfortable. So we have the streets closed off. They can start to build their skills and grow in confidence where they'll be able to apply that in everyday life.
That's a nice way to make people feel comfortable with all of those alternate methods of transportation. And there's a great party at the same time. Who could ask for anything more?
Yeah, it's a great way to experience our city. When you slow things down and you're walking or you're biking, you're able to absorb what's around you a lot better and enjoy the moment a lot more. You don't have that road rage as much.
This is also a perfect time to make connections because you're not only coming in grand style all the way up Calhoun Street to actually touch the south edge of the Three Rivers Festival, you're connecting neighborhoods. How do you do that?
We are connecting the Central Business District to the neighborhoods of West Central and Hoagland Masterson, Williams Woodland, Larez, and East Central. And then if you look just across the river where people can easily cross the MLK Bridge or the Wells Street Bridge, you have the Bloomingdale neighborhood and the Brookview Civic and also the Northside neighborhood. So really we're bringing a lot of the central core neighborhoods. You know, when we focus on downtown, we talk about everything that's going on and sometimes we forget that there are neighborhoods that are in the downtown.
Indeed.
And if you take a look at a neighborhood map, you see that there's only about 3 blocks of the downtown that is not in a neighborhood association. So people do live downtown and this is a way to connect. There are beautiful old neighborhoods with historic homes and a rich history.
So, first of all, one is not driving a car. What can folks otherwise be doing as they join the party?
They can rollerblade. They can ride a bike. And we'll probably have people with strollers, maybe people with walkers and wheelchairs. There'll be some people just on foot. We think some skateboarders will be out.
Roller skaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you name it.
So, no car.
No motorized.
Come on down. That is great. Okay, activity hubs, and that might be an understated name for these hotbeds of activity, but what are these going to be sharing along this 2-mile stretch?
Julia, there are so many activities. You know, we have 17 different activity hubs where you can passively sit and enjoy music or dance. You could be actively listening to music, or you could watch BMX and skateboarders doing some stunts. The Derby Girls will be out showing off their derby skills, and I believe we'll have the Derby Brats there too.
Oh, that's great.
The YMCA will be offering free programming in the street, and Turnstone is bringing out wheelchair basketball, and we'll have partners from the Special Olympics showing off the Special Olympics basketball team's skills and an opportunity for the public to play with them, and so much more.
We were counting it up this week, and we have over 90 activities, and they're all free. And I kind of look at it as a way that maybe you've always been kind of interested in salsa dancing, but you would never, you've just never yes. thought, I'm never going to do that. But now it's free, and it's right in the street, and maybe you and your friend could say, hey, let's take a little lesson here, or let's learn how to play pickleball, or let's take a yoga class for 10 minutes or 15 minutes and see what it's about. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities like that.
And of course, walking by or whatever mode of petty transportation you're taking, you can see it. You can take it all in and you can jump right into it if you want to. That's great. This sounds like one grand event, and I know it is, but with a lot of details. So from your official city ends of things, what does it take to make something like this happen, just to get it all together and get it ready for this one-day event?
It takes a lot of support and commitment. We certainly have the support of Mayor Henry and the administration, and the Public Works Division and the Community Development Division are working very closely on this in-house, but we've had a lot of volunteers that have helped us organize our different committees. We definitely could not have done it without the help of the neighborhoods as well. They've been very supportive.
What's incredible about this event is the interest that we've received from the public. Every time that we talk about open streets and we describe what we envision, everybody wants to be involved.
Great.
They're always supportive of it, and we're really excited to see this event come to fruition.
Fort Wayne prides itself for having a wonderful city and great citizens, so you're kind of proving that that's enough to make all this work.
There's a lot of community pride out there and a lot of organizations that are doing really good things for our community, and they want to show off what they're doing, so they're a part of our programming.
So was it difficult to get the local businesses and art groups and organizations and the sponsors on board for this, as it is a free event?
It really hasn't been. We talked to the Knight Foundation and to the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne, and they are the presenting sponsors of this event, and they were very generous. We've had some other businesses that are supporting the activity hubs. The businesses along the route have been very supportive, and we're finding that some of them who aren't open on Sunday were more than willing to try and be open, and they want to support this. And what we're finding, too, is they like that it's connecting neighborhoods, because those neighborhoods are where they do business. And churches have been very supportive. One of the churches is going to do a blessing of the bikes and wheels and spokes and anybody who wants to be there, whether it be a baby buggy or a bicycle. So we found that kind of support as being very strong.
That's fantastic. How common is the Open Street event as a concept, and where did you get the idea?
Well, Open Streets as a concept started back in the 70s in Bogota, Colombia. They wanted to encourage their residents to bike, walk, and play more, and so they started shutting down streets. Today, they shut down over 70 miles of streets. I believe it's every Sunday. This is an event that takes place across the world. More than, I think, 200 cities in the states have held Open Streets events. And so we're looking forward to joining those other cities and highlighting all the cool things that are going on in Fort Wayne.
The community loves to come together, and it doesn't matter what part of town you live in. People come to festivals. When we dedicated the Martin Luther King Bridge, we had 2,200 people show up. So we know that we can gather, and this is another way to bring those neighborhoods and businesses and residents from all walks of life together.
Predicting the turnout and the success, is this a case of open the streets and they will come? Are you thinking that you're going to get a lot of folks out there with you?
Well, we think being connected to the Three Rivers Festival and the support that they've shown is definitely going to be a plus for that, because they certainly draw a lot of people on their opening Sunday, and we will have protected connection from our route to the Chalk Walk and to the Art in the Park, so people can easily do that. And we should point out, don't be scared of going because it's a 2-mile route. We have ways to get you back to where you parked or however you got downtown. If you want to just do a small portion of it on the outside of our routes, many buses will be picking up people and taking them back to locations. So come out and don't be afraid of that. There's certainly going to be an opportunity to see a lot and do a lot of fun things without having to do the whole route. And we think some families will gather at some of our trailheads out and about, and they'll park their car there. They'll get on their bikes and they'll ride downtown, or maybe ride right from their neighborhood. And we certainly would encourage residents to do that with neighbors and friends and come down as a group.
You're inviting people to bring it on and come on down. Sounds like.
And you don't have to look for a place to park.
That's the best reason.
Yes.
What if folks do need to cross that 2-mile-long corridor? How are they going to be able to do that?
For the most part, the cross streets will be closed, but there will be some of the major intersections that will have police crossing so that motorists can still get through, and they'll also be helping bicyclists and pedestrians get through those intersections.
That sounds like a good plan. In your minds, is this pretty firmly looking like a first annual, at least in having them, if not perhaps always at this time of year?
Yes, we think so. And our goal would be to move it around the city after a while. This is our first location, and it's interesting that we chose Calhoun Street because Calhoun Street historically has been the place where Fort Wayne has gathered. If you look at it through the centuries, there's been business, there's been shopping, there's been restaurants, and it continues to be that today. It's changed over the years, certainly, but it's a place where people have always gathered, and that was why we chose it as the first one. But we envision it to move around and possibly continue in the downtown next year, but then maybe move it to some other areas in the future.
Ultimately, we'd also like to expand our offerings where we're not just moving around one event, but maybe we have two. Some communities have 4, some have 6. It just depends on carrying capacity of the community.
Folks certainly do care, and I really have to congratulate you as representing the city, being out there with this wonderful idea to get folks fired up. I am kind of curious, what is the biggest, brightest connection you're hoping to make for everybody with the open streets?
There's a national statistic that shows that 25% of all the trips that we take in our car are within a mile of our house. Oh. And that we do that because we don't have a safe way to get there or don't feel like we have a safe way to get there. So connection is important. And while our trail system continues to grow, and we're going to hit 100 miles this year in our trail network, we have 100,000 people that are within a half mile of a trail in our city. We think it needs to even expand more, and it needs to be connected more. That's something we'll continue to work on, and we think that it's going to continue to help people realize that they can connect in other ways.
And after the festival, when the streets are closed, so to speak, what do you hope is going to live on and continue going forward for Fort Wayne and all of its residents?
Well, I hope participants in this event start to see that they can bike further and that maybe they'll consider riding their bike to meet friends at the Dash Inn or maybe run a few errands at the co-op. There are many places around town where we have great streets that are comfortable for cyclists to ride on or many miles of sidewalks that pedestrians can use to make trips. This is empowerment.
Frank Suarez is Communications Director for Public Works here in Fort Wayne, and Amy Hartzog is the Program Director for Greenways and Trails. Frank, Amy, thank you for this sneak peek at the city's Open Streets event, and congratulations on a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.